The three-minute production was unveiled Monday on Green's website. The ad shows Green at a variety of parades and festivals, answering some serious questions mixed in with several lighthearted ones.
Hey, Mark, how many parades have you been in?
Well, 20 so far this summer and counting.
So why do you want to be governor?
I want to make Wisconsin great again. I want to make it a great place to...
Green's opponent, Democratic Governor Jim Doyle, has already aired two TV ads. While Green's campaign has less money in the bank, he says he'll have commercials on television relatively soon. In the meantime, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee political science professor Kathleen Dolan says this gives him a lower-cost alternative.
You've got the production costs that are associated with the campaign ad, and those are going to be pretty static regardless of the delivery system. But you can post it on your website, and it's there 24/7, and people can see it repeatedly.
Dolan says the big difference is in who sees these commercials. She says a major TV ad gets viewed by a wide audience that includes undecided voters. She says Green's web ad is likely geared toward energizing a more targeted group.
I'm sure there are a lot of Republicans out there who, even though they're Republicans and would be predisposed to vote for him, really don't know him yet. If they don't live in his congressional district, you know, they may not know much about him other than his name.
Dolan says there's not a lot of information yet on whether airing ads like Green's online is effective. But she says it will likely be a while before the internet overtakes television as the medium of choice for campaigning. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.